Hello, hello, and how are you all doing today? I hope everything is going well. I want to talk to you a little bit about faith. You do know that the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Considering this subject of faith, I would like for us to talk a little bit about it this morning from the concept of the substance, the evidence. You see, a lot of people realize that faith means that you don't see the end result, but it certainly does not mean that you don't know it to be true. You never saw George Washington, but you know he existed. You know he was President of the United States. You never saw him. In fact, nobody today ever saw him, and yet they do not doubt it. Why? Because they certainly have evidence behind it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And therefore, you've got knowledge and you've got evidence behind faith. A lot of people don't know that, but definitely you do. Some people say, well, faith rides on nothing. I just took a leap of faith. And all of these concepts are apart from the Bible. The Bible does not teach them. The Bible teaches us right here in Hebrews chapter 11 that faith is something where your hope in Jesus Christ is based on evidence and you know it. You don't know it for no reason. You know it for good reason, because Jesus is indeed the reason, the messenger of God that has been proven unto us time and again. Some doctors and people in different professions are notorious for their lack or struggle with faith. They just don't have a lot of faith. Some of them. Certainly not all of them, but some of them have a real hard time with faith. And so one told his patient, it was said one time, of his struggle with faith. He was really struggling with the concept of him trying to help people and not having really a lot of faith at the same time. Now, the patient tried to explain it to the doctor. He said he had faith in the doctor. The doctor was giving him medicine. He took it, and it was working. The medicine did it, but faith caused him to take the medicine. You see there? You see how it works? Faith works with everything else in order to make everything better. Have faith in the great physician was the patient's message, and he knows what medicine you should take. He knows how you can prosper if you become a person of faith. Now, in just a few minutes that we have here, I would like for us to get a closer understanding, a deeper understanding of faith here from Hebrews chapter 11 and related passages, because we have to understand that faith comes before understanding. I know the sun is out there in outer space, shining upon the earth. We feel its heat. We see that the sun is out there. You don't really look on it directly, of course, but you know that it's there. Now, that doesn't mean I understand everything about fusion, does it? That doesn't mean that I can actually travel there and examine the dimensions of it and all that. Many of these things are unknown, and yet at the same time, that doesn't mean that I cannot know that it exists, and that doesn't mean that I can't make some applications of that I can't branch out from that and trust in what it does. Just because I don't understand everything about it. A lot of people have a hard time with this on becoming Christians. Well, I want to know how everything in life is going to work out, and I want to know everything in the mind of God. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't know everything in the mind of God. It doesn't work like that. You're not God. You can't understand like God. Therefore, quit trying to sit in judgment on Him and just simply follow what He says, and everything will work out for the best. You have to take Him at His word. Isn't that a good definition of faith? I know that it is. You take God at His word, and therefore faith comes before understanding. I didn't say that faith was without facts, evidence, that faith was without substance. Because certainly it does have a substantive nature to it, Hebrews 11, 1. What I'm saying is that it comes before understanding. I don't understand how this is going to end up, but I know that God's going to take care of me through all of it, through every facet and part of my life. You don't have to see everything in advance, understand everything in advance. And so all of these things are revealed unto us in Scripture that we need to know. The secret things belong to God, Deuteronomy 29, 29, but the things that are revealed belong unto us and to our children. And I understand that death is sure. I understand that the judgment is likewise sure. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, right? And therefore you know that, and that empowers you to live in faith and give the rest up to God. And that brings me to my next point. Faith comes before you can give it up. You say, well, give up what? You know what you need to give up. You need to give up sin. And faith has to come first. They put people through the AA program, the 12 steps, or through Narcotics Anonymous and those steps that are involved in that. What do you have to do? You have to recognize, I cannot do this alone. A person says, well, I ought to be able to do this alone. Surely I should be able to do this alone, but you can't. You have to step up to the facts, and you have to say that I have to place my trust in a higher power to help me get through this. You're never going to give up the sin until you place your trust in God, because you know you cannot overcome it yourself. You may try, you may think you ought to be able to, but you cannot do it. And therefore, a lot of people go out there and they say, I want to straighten out my life. And they act like they want to get all their ducks lined up in a row before they become a Christian. My friend, that's not how it works. You become a Christian, and then God helps you to keep your ducks lined up in a row, to use the expression. Right? I know that's right. So you've got examples in the Bible, the rich young ruler, he had great possessions. You see, that's where his faith was. But his faith was not with God where it ought to have been, in Jesus Christ. So faith comes before you can give it up. If you want to have a full expression of Bible repentance, faith has to be there first. You got to trust in God, and then he'll help you overcome your problems. Right? Right. Now, the next thing. Faith comes first. It comes first in what way? It comes before the end result. Look at the example here of Noah in Hebrews, as we read a little bit further down in Hebrews chapter 11. He gives some examples of faith. By faith Abel did this and that, verse 4. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, verse 5. But you get down to the example of Noah, and it says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen. Let that sink in with you for just a moment. Noah was warned of God, you know, destruction of the earth by the flood and all that kind of stuff, but he didn't see the flood. For all we know, he'd never seen rain. We don't have any evidence Noah had ever seen rain. But he was moved with fear. He prepared an ark to the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. Consider the faith of Noah with me for just a moment. The example of Noah shows that understanding it and knowing it are two different things. He knew the world as he knew it was going to come to an end. God said it. God can do that. He's going to do it. He had full assurance that that would happen. But Noah did not have to understand how a flood could be that big. Noah did not have to understand even what rain is. All he had to know is that God was going to make it happen, right? You don't have to understand it in order to know it. Many things, as the example of the sun and all that I pointed out before, you know them, but you don't understand them. All the workings of it and how it's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, faith comes before the end result. Can I fully describe to you, and certainly I cannot describe it any better than John did, the city built four square and the new heavens and new earth, the new Jerusalem coming down from God on high? But that doesn't mean that I don't have faith. That doesn't mean that I don't believe in the pearly gates and the streets paved with gold, so to speak, and so forth. I believe them by faith, that God has a spiritual abode for us. And there's only so much you can do to describe it in physical words. Therefore, these things symbolize the glory and the wonderful blessings that God has waiting on us. Notice that Noah became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah continued the righteous line from Abel and Seth and Enoch because he had faith. Faith, ladies and gentlemen, comes before your commitment unto God. You're ready to make a commitment, say, in marriage? Oh, I found the one for me. Well, how are you going to be able to fully make a good commitment if you don't trust that person? You see, faith comes before your commitment. Faith is not something that you say, well, I've got faith, but I'm not going to do anything with it. No, it's a dead faith, James chapter 2. So you say, well, what if it doesn't work? Well, then you don't have enough faith. But if you get a living faith, ladies and gentlemen, you get that belief first and then get it to become a working faith, and you've got something so powerful. You've got something that is really going to help you to prosper in the way of God, and something that'll take you all the way even to heaven. Wouldn't that be great? So we just very much thank you very much for listening this afternoon. Want to you to continue to focus on the listening to our program whenever you can. The weekend's coming up, so that means tune in on Sunday mornings, 8:30 a.m. We appreciate you listening then as well. And by all means, come by and see us at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ,